Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like
night.
A great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
We've been blowing and going.
Blowing and going through this show. Happy Halloween, everybody. It's also a football Friday, a football Friday, a fastball Friday, a fast break Friday.
Big match for foursomes this weekend. Nottingham Forest, Man United. Here we go.
No one cares.
8 a.m.
Sprague Line at 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326.
Burn, baby, burn.
A listener tweeted us an AI version of your costume.
Terrifying.
And it just is scaring the bejesus out of us.
I look like an old witch.
They tried to put my face on
E.T.
On E.T.
Yeah, so you're in my basket.
Riding me in your basket.
You're riding in my basket.
I'm riding in your basket.
I'm not riding you in my basket.
You would have ridden me in
that
your basket.
Would require you to be the Bruckback character Dusty suggested. Which is nothing wrong with that. Love.
We retweeted it at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. You can go find it there. And happy Halloween, everybody. Hopefully you're ready for tonight.
Give me a bit of a hot take.
The spooky season. By the way, I saw P. Harris's costume. Phenomenal.
Exceptional.
Phenomenal.
Every detail.
He is just, it's going to be glorious. Tune into the YouTubes at 10 a.m. when their show begins. The Firm of Harrison Meringue.
I'll buck against the, it's childish, I'm an adult, I don't dress up people.
Yeah.
I enjoy when people have fun with the show on a Halloween. McAfee's having fun.
I'm looking
fun.
Over your shoulder and I'm cracking up. There's a guy dressed as Hulk Hogan and he's got angel wings on now, which is really good.
It'd be funny if somebody else was Hulk Hogan and he was a devil.
Go the other way.
You know where'd he go?
You know, some words were said there. All right, we got a lot to get to in the final hour. Again, Spring and Line, fake sponsors, welcome, 503-864-6326. Where are we going to gamble? We'll find out. Coming up, bottom of the hour. It has been a big breaking news Friday. It's been kind of the theme of the day, and we got another bit in the college football world today. I'm going to keep playing it.
Yeah, you love playing that, don't you?
I love that drop. It's a good drop. Out of the college football world, it was announced today that last year's Big 12 champion, Arizona State Sun Devils...
They've been eliminated.
...have been eliminated because Sam Leavitt is out for the rest of the year. He's having surgery.
I would argue they were already eliminated because they weren't that good this year.
And mathematically speaking, they were still alive, depending on how the next couple of weeks would go.
Right.
I think we all acknowledge anybody who has watched Jeff Sims play football at any moment in his career knows he's one of the worst quarterbacks you've ever seen. He's that level of bad. ASU does not have a backup plan. Jeff Sims is it, and their season is now done. So, I mean, for a local kid, you saw the impact that he can make, right? They lose. They went on the road to Utah, and they got smoked when Jeff Sims played.
Yep.
He was out for that game. He comes back. They play Texas Tech at home. They knock off a top 10 team with him back in the lineup, and they win the game, and then they follow it up with a loss to Houston at home last week in a game that I believe he left early with an injury. I think he played a chunk of it, if I'm not wrong, and then left. Either way, they can't win games without him. He's having a great year this year, and it's a tough way to end your second year at ASU after a playoff run last year. Now, likely, he is done for the year, and they as a team likely done for the year.
He's a junior, correct?
He is a junior, yes. So, he went to Michigan State for a year, and he redshirted. Right. And then, remember, he famously took a steaming dump all over Jonathan Smith because Jonathan Smith didn't recruit him when he was a quarterback at West Lynn. And the second Smith got that job, he hit the portal and went to ASU.
I'll be curious to see. I'd imagine he's coming back. I don't know where the NFL draft stock is with him. It's not a great quarterback class, but have a lot to build on, get healthy, do feel bad for him. Local kid, easy to root for, fun story at ASU with Dillingham. And
now we wait to see what his head coach is going to do.
You hope that his coach stays, because I think it's good for the sport when these guys stay. It makes it all that more interesting, and we'll see hopefully next year what Levitt can do at ASU.
Well, we were talking earlier. I want to get to a couple of the NFL notes, because we do have a great weekend this weekend, and just kind of looking at a few of those games. But before we do that, since we're on the point of college football, I'm going to throw just a chunk of games at you, and I'm curious, where is the prime suspect for you? Now, we might end up getting multiple. So if you have multiple, you can pick multiple. But you know my theory, and we talk about this all the time. Every time we look at a weekend and we're like, eh, not a great game. Like, your big noon game is Penn State. This was supposed to be the Penn State-Ohio State weekend. This was the weekend that game everybody circled preseason of, ooh, that'll be a fun one. And now it's just, what? That's the big noon game? How does that make any sense? I think we got chances for, and not all these have to be upsets in terms of Vegas, but in terms of like a higher-ranked team and a lower-ranked team finding a way to win. I think they're prime candidates all over the sport. Vanderbilt is on the road to Texas, 9 a.m. on ABC. Miami is on the road at SMU. Do we trust Mario to not lose another game that he shouldn't lose?
No.
They're a 10.5-point favorite. That's a 9 a.m. game on ESPN. We got Indiana on the road at Maryland. Yes, young team. Yes, Indiana's a wagon, but you never know. Georgia in a neutral site game against Florida, who's got the fired coach boost game, I believe, coming off of a bye. We got Notre Dame going all the way on the road to Boston College. They've been terrible this year. It's a 30-point spread, but let's not act like we haven't seen Marcus Freeman lose a game he shouldn't. Texas Tech on the road at Kansas State. They got BYU next week. Is that a look-ahead spot? Ole Miss against South Carolina, who probably has the best quarterback in the game. Georgia Tech on the road at NC State, and then USC on the road at Nebraska.
It's
Saturday
funny.
Night.
I saw a tweet yesterday at the end of the show that I thought was hilarious and accurate. Remember the weekend where we looked at the schedule and it was like 12 games and we're like, oh my God. And like most of those teams have fired their coach or
yes,
sub 500
them, yeah.
Or
Florida like, was playing a big game. Penn State had a big game.
Penn State sucks. Down the list, they fired Franklin.
This is going to be such a huge weekend. And now they're all below 500.
We do love to proclaim every weekend a big one. I do think it's an accurate thing and it's not a gut. It's a fact, right? Like the weekends we kind of poo-poo, we end up finding out there's a little bit of chaos. I was going to bring up the schedule, and my computer completely froze, so I'll fly a little blind here. I think a couple teams are primed for some upsets. I don't think Florida's good.
No.
I think Georgia's real deal. Very curious what Florida off a bye after a fired coach is. Is there anything there? And
yeah,
Georgia's had some clunky moments, but maybe they're picking up their stride.
Without a doubt, they should have lost to Auburn, dude. If they don't overturn that touchdown at the end of the first half, and you give Kirby Smart the phantom timeout back, like they easily could have lost that game.
I continue to wonder if are we going to see Georgia Tech go undefeated? Talk about a storyline, dude. Georgia Tech going undefeated and winning the ACC outright.
Yep, they're playing a night game at NC State.
And then that's, you know, never going to be an easy thing. If Georgia Tech does something like that, you tell me, Bob, where do you rank them? Because undefeated ACC champion should be in the top four at a minimum.
I don't care
what the real ranking and new way you do it.
You win a Power Four conference undefeated. I have no disagreement here.
They would have to be one of those bye teams. They'd have to be one of the top end ranked teams.
I think the other part of this is some of these games have little metrics that are like, oh, that's interesting. Like Georgia Tech has been really bad against the run this year. You know who the leading rusher in the ACC is? NC State's running back.
Yeah.
You ready for this name?
Yeah.
The running back for NC State. Mm-hmm. Leading rusher in the he's got 825 yards and 6 TDs.
Okay.
Hollywood Smothers. That is a great name. It's an all-timer. We haven't watched much NC State football. Hollywood Smothers leads the ACC in rushing, and he gets to go against a very weak rushing defense against Georgia Tech. So much of Georgia Tech feels like it's Haynes King. Like he's just Their offense, I feel like, in big games especially, is just, dude, we're going to hike it to you, and you ram your face into the butt of an offensive lineman. And we're going to pick up 4 yards, and then we're going to do it again and again and again. Like, just that feels like their offense. And so I don't know how long he can maintain that. He was unbelievable last week for them. So that's just like when you're looking for, like, could that be an upset? You're on the road for one. Big game for NC State to try and pull off an upset against a top 10 team. And they got a leading rusher, and you're not very good against the run. So there's like, there's little tie-ins that are like, oh, that could kind of make sense. I would be at this point shocked if Georgia Tech made it all the way to the end of the season undefeated, because that also will include, now not in a conference game, but remember, their in-state rivalry at the end of the year is against
Clemson.
Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes. Georgia, sorry.
They already beat Clemson. Yeah. That was their first big early season win, yeah. Clemson and South Carolina played similarly different conferences
end
of the year.
They played Georgia tough.
They damn near beat them last year.
Eight overtime game or whatever it was.
Damn near beat them last year in Athens, so it's not an automatic loss, but... Mm-hmm. I just think because of some of these numbers that you see with them, wouldn't be surprised. Look, not all those teams that I listed are going to lose. I acknowledge that. I just, and save this for Monday, maybe this ends up being a where dirt was wrong take and I'm an idiot. I got a feeling we're coming in being like, whew, that was wild. Because I think there's a chance that three or four of these teams lost. You mentioned Georgia, Florida. You tell me they lose, not surprised in the least. We know Mario's history in games like this. This is the Syracuse game from last year. Like, SMU's not as good as they maybe were last year, but they still have Jennings at quarterback.
Until he shows us it's not.
Right.
Yeah,
like, I'm just going to kind of bank in another loss at some point. And it's in Dallas. It's a massive home game for SMU. Like, a lot of eyeballs on that. I'm sure the crowd's going to be great.
Yep.
Vanderbilt is a... from a talent composite standpoint, not as good as Texas, and the game is in Austin. So you tell me they lose, you could have a top 10 team in Vanderbilt, top 10 team in Miami, top 10 team in Georgia all go down this week. That's not even mentioning Texas Tech, who I think is primed for an upset on the road at Kansas State, and Georgia Tech, who I think is primed for an upset at NC State. So
I'll say this. I don't know about upsets. We'll see. The Tennessee-Oklahoma game is going to be a playoff elimination game, even if you think both are not going to make it.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one for a team off of a bye for the fan base. A lot to look forward to next week with Iowa, Oregon, right? And what's kind of on the line in that one?
Yes.
I think most Duck fans, whether you want to say this out loud, you mentally, internally need to be saying, we're rooting for USC. Because USC, as much as you may hate them and loathe the people who root for them, you may need USC to win that game to continue their top 25 rise.
They're number 23 right now in the AP poll.
Because as difficult as that game might be for the defense of Oregon, you need that game on the resume. Now look, resume, I understand all that. I look at that matchup with USC and Nebraska, and it's going to be funny if they lose at Nebraska, because I don't think Nebraska's that great. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're a Duck fan, you need USC to win.
Go Huskers.
No, I totally get it. You don't want to openly go.
No, I
Trojans,
see what you're saying. I think the idea is if you are to lose another game, then the whole, we had that conversation earlier this week, is a 10-2 team get in, and do you need resume boosters at that point?
See, for me, it's not even necessarily about the resume. I just want juice, dude.
Oh,
if USC loses at Nebraska, you're not going to go into that game as much as you may hate USC.
No, them being ranked in the top 20 has a lot more. Same with Washington. I mean, we all look at Washington's schedule and say they'll be 9-2 going into that game. Like, okay, they almost lost to Maryland. Are we sure they're going to just go steamroll Wisconsin? I think that they will, but the game's in Madison, and it's a long travel, and they haven't been great on the road. A couple of the quick points on just a few nuggies, and then we'll get to some NFL stuff. USC favored on the road at Nebraska Saturday night. That's the big NBC game tomorrow night. They're wearing all black unis. They actually look pretty sick in Lincoln. When USC travels two time zones or more under Lincoln Riley, they are 1-7 straight up. The only win that they have is
Purdue?
Against Purdue.
Yep.
They are 1-7 against the spread. The only cover was by a half a point a couple weeks ago in Notre Dame. That line was 10.5. They lost by 10. And non-cover margin is 9 points per game. So there's a fact for you on that one. Can he buck that trend in Lincoln on Saturday? And then one other quick note on college football. It is about to be November. Tomorrow would be November 1st. We start the month. Miami is playing on the road at SMU. Big game tomorrow morning. This is the first time Miami will play a game outside the state of Florida this year.
That is, man, that's bonkers.
Yep.
That is insane.
Yep.
I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it one more time. Michigan State dropping to Minnesota could be the fired Jonathan Smith game. Keep an eye on that one.
Very well could. They've only played, Miami has only had one road game this year. And the road game was at Florida State.
Yeah.
So there you go. A couple of factoids for you. Let's dive into a couple of the matchups that we like in the NFL this weekend. We will spring the line coming up at the bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. We're back after this on The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I was thinking of dudes.
Hey, me too. Welcome back in.
Nothing wrong with that.
So think about dudes every weekend watching football.
Dudes being dudes.
What dudes are going to win this weekend? What dudes are we going to gamble on? We'll find out 10 minutes from now.
I'm a dude.
You're a dude.
He's a dude.
I was thinking of dudes.
We're all dudes. Hey. Keenan and Kel would be a good
God,
one.
God, I have not heard that in 20 years.
I'm a dude.
I'm a dude.
He's you're a dude.
She's a dude. We're all dudes. That was a flashback moment in my head. We will get to the Pac-2 Championship game to close out the show. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. How tight is Swag's Tar Star right now?
We also haven't talked Game 6 World Series once.
It's a football weekend, dude. What do you want from me? And it's the Dodgers.
Dodgers could lose the World Series.
It'd be great. Then we'll laugh in their face. But until then, wow. No premature laughing because we all know the Dodgers are going to win tonight and win the series. There's a coach who said, I want that job. What job does he want? And do you want him?
Ed O, by the way, as the week has gone on, we got that Matt Moscona report on our show about Ed O wants the Oregon State job. Also was asked, hey, Ed, do you want the LSU job? He's like, yeah, I want that job.
Of course I want that job.
You give me that goal.
Give me that job. I love that job.
And as people pointed out, like, you know, his buyout check stopped in like a month.
I think he also got divorced, and so he's paying his ex-wife a chunk of money every month. And so, you know, Edo could use a little cash right now, and he would be happy to take any job that he can get. A couple other games in the NFL slate that we haven't talked about yet. We mentioned it briefly because the injury news and who's going to start at quarterback. J.J. McCarthy on the road at Detroit. I'll just say, good luck.
Going to be a tough one.
Good luck this weekend, buddy.
Detroit's coming off the bye.
Yep.
Hutch just got his bag of money.
Yeah.
He's feeling good.
He's feeling very good going into that game.
I think they're feeling good, man. That divisional race in the North. Between Packers, Lions. God, can't wait for that rematch to happen. That's Thanksgiving, by the way.
It is.
Talk about not caring about a holiday. Bad take by you.
Thanksgiving morning, Packers and Lions.
Thanksgiving's going to it's going to be tasty. I don't know what you're eating, but I'll be having a nice little brunch. My mom's going to be over, and Packers, Lions will be on my television.
We'll be humming Christmas carols, ready to move on to the next holiday. How you feeling about the Niners going on the road to play the Giants, who just lost Scatabo? 2.5 is the line in that game, and the Niners are just trying to hold serve while staying healthy.
They've lost 3 of their last 5.
Yes, I believe you're right.
They started 3-0.
I believe you were correct there. And coming off a loss on the road at Houston next week, they're still not sure if Brock Purdy's going to play this weekend. We'll have to wait and see on that. That would be kind of surprised if he did at this point, but you never know. Injuries can change, but they're on the road taking on a 2-6 Giants team that has shown they can be feisty. Remember, the Chargers went undefeated to the Giants and lost. The Giants, did they win that game in Philly, or was that at home? I can't remember. No, it was at home on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, they beat Philly
at home, off the Eagles,
just got destroyed by Philly
this past weekend, and didn't go well. But they've shown the ability to knock off playoff-caliber teams, and the Niners with their injuries, I don't know if they're there right now. It is funny looking at their rushing leader and passing leader, or excuse me, their rushing leader and receiving leader being the same person in Christian McCaffrey, highlighting the year he's having.
Yes.
But interesting game with the Niners on the road in New York.
Yeah, he's having an Opoy-like season. I don't know if he's going to get it because you got other candidates out there. JSN is one of those with the record-breaking trajectory he's on right now. You know, spraying line's different. I'll tell you right now, like this spot for the Niners? No, I love it.
Ooh.
Look, the Giants could definitely win this game. But
bounce back spot after a loss last week against Houston.
Yeah, and I just think they got a little bit more of an edge here. The Scatabo injury is, I mean, that's devastating.
It's tough, man.
So Rob Saleh and company didn't have the greatest showing last week. Wasn't great for them against what seemed like a questionable offense in Houston. This one's going to be like Jackson Dart super mobile, because if Wendale Robinson's not open.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what their circumstance is with the Giants. Low scoring, I would assume, because the Niners' offense hasn't been the most electric in the league.
Giants got a good front.
But I kind of like this spot for San Francisco, yeah.
It's funny, too, because we always look at these games. We had Ken Barkley on earlier in the show, and it was so fun to catch up with him. And we were wondering, what trap does he think we have identified as the trap this weekend? And he gave the perfect trap, and that is Indy's been a wagon. Blowing everybody out, it feels like. One of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL at this point, and they're on the road in Pittsburgh, and they're only a 3.5-point favorite, while the Steelers are coming in off of a loss on a Thursday night 2 weeks ago to the 87-year-old Joe Flacco. Mm. And then last week, their defense got, after kind of a sluggish start by Green Bay's offense, as the game went on, Green Bay puts 35 on them and wins the game Sunday Night Football in their own building. And so that's one that I've kind of circled and identified. We talked about the Ravens at the start of the show and what the win meant for them in the AFC North. Like, if Pittsburgh wins, it's not a total moot point because the schedule is still easy for Baltimore going forward. I think that was part of the reaction to it, was Pittsburgh could probably lose this weekend to the Colts, and then all of a sudden Baltimore's only one game out in the AFC North. But in terms of a game that I'm like, everybody seems to – Barkley told us he loves Steelers plus 3.5. I'm looking up at ESPN. Joe Fortenbaugh loves Steelers plus 3.5. I don't see it. I'm not going to gamble it. Steelers becoming a trendy pick this weekend.
Yeah. Colts winning and going into Pittsburgh would be like – we already believed in them. They've already proven how good they are. Jonathan Taylor right now, how about this, guys? We haven't had a running back be a league MVP since 2012.
Was that Adrian Peterson?
That was AP, 2,000 yards, like 9 months after tearing his ACL, which is still one of the more underrated,
insane,
most remarkable things to ever see from an athlete.
Yeah.
Right now, and maybe it'll be a Lamar, Mahomes, because Mahomes is having a great year. You've got probably Jonathan Taylor as the league leader for most people in MVP conversation. So if you go into Pittsburgh, and I know the defense is terrible, they keep humming the way they are offensively. Their questions are going to be, who do they pick up at the deadline? The Colts, to me, seem like a prime team to go out there and add a piece or two and continue to add to your defensive depth. If they can do that, man, and that defense can take that step.
Ooh, buddy.
They're already having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
The Bengals DC, what's his name? Lou.
Oh, God, I always screw up his name. Anna Romo. I always screw up his last name.
He's having a great year. It's a kind of redemption season for his reputation in Indy. Steichen and Jones and Taylor, like, you know, this is a good moment for Indy to continue to build on what has already been a remarkable year.
Yes.
Whereas Pittsburgh just, it might be the spot they recover in, but I don't think that offense is that impressive. And right now, man, that defense is Woof. Buzz your girlfriend.
So we got a feeling on either side in Kansas City, Buffalo. Easily the game of the weekend, just in terms of hype and anticipation. We talked about it in rivalry regards earlier of just, you know, Mahomes versus Allen and how many times they've met. We get another one. Standalone game for me because the rest of the afternoon slate Sunday sucks. Jags and Raiders and Saints and Rams. So I'll watch all of it. And
I lean
deal
Buffalo.
With Romo. You lean Buffalo at home?
I lean Buffalo.
Slight underdog at home. Kansas City favored by 2.5.
Yeah, and Buffalo's opponent winning percentage, as we said on Factoid Tuesday, is 256. So the teams they've beaten are not good.
We like the over in the game? Do we like the over? Do we like a shootout?
Yeah.
52.5?
Yeah. There's too many options for Sprague and Line for me this week. I like a lot of stuff this weekend, whereas last weekend I didn't.
We got a good looking board, is that what you're telling me?
I think there's a lot of things that you could like a lot. I mean, Arizona, Dallas over.
You know where I'm going.
54.5.
Spoiler alert.
Done in the third quarter.
Coming up in 5 minutes. quickly, before we get to Sprague and Line, just on the NFL, for those who are curious, the most bet NFL sides by total going into the weekend. You ready for this? So this is at BetMGM, so it's not every book, but I think that's pretty universal in terms of fan betting. So the fans are on most, the Lions -8.5. See how many of these we have in Sprague and Line. Colts -3. Pats -5.5, home against Falcons. Cowboys Monday night -2.5 against Cardinals.
I mean, that's... Can you explain that to me?
Nope. And the Broncos +1.5.
The Cardinals are terrible.
They are. They're coming off a bye, though, I believe. I don't think they played last week. Always,
yeah, that's going to scare me. Dallas at home is pretty good. They put up the points. I know the defense isn't great, but...
I mean, Russell Wilson hung half a hundred on him a couple weeks ago. So
God, remember those moon balls?
I do remember those moon
How
balls.
How long ago does that game feel?
It feels forever ago, man.
What was it, a 65-yard field goal or whatever it was by Aubrey? Yes.
You need to pick up 7 yards off of a kickoff return, and he can make a game-winning field goal. It's over. So there you go. Those are the five most bet sides by the public right now. We will make our picks next, and it is Sprague and the Line time. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. We'll do some gambling. We'll do it next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Sprague and the Line.
Sprague and the Line.
Sprague and the Line.
Sprague and the Line.
You got synergy with Dan Lanning today. They posted some holiday photos from the Oregon football office, and he is wearing an E.T. head. That's his costume this year.
Lanning's a Halloween guy.
Big Halloween guy.
So, you know, the two great Dans and Brandons are out there thinking of E.T. is not a coincidence. Those are the marks of geniuses.
See what we got here today, folks. Sprague and the Line is brought to you by... Sprague's Halloween, where you never get a treat but always get tricked by a Sprague pick. Sprague and Line brought to you by Disney and ESPN, always finding a way to screw sports fans for more money, just like sports books do to Sprague.
Yeah, amen, man. This is ridiculous what they're doing to us.
So stupid. Sprague and Line brought to you by Marcus Mariota starting an NFL game. You always tell yourself, this might work this time, only for it to be a disaster loss, just like a Sprague pick.
Amen.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Dudes and Lucy Burgess mentions there is no more cringy, pathetic, embarrassing list of losers on the internet besides Sprague's gambling history.
I was thinking of Dudes. I'm more pathetic?
I think so, yeah.
Nice, dude.
Sprague and Line brought to you by preseason AP poll picks in college football. We aren't perfect, but at least we're still hitting at a higher percentage than a Sprague pick.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Mr. Switzerland. If you say the Dodgers 2020 World Series Championship wasn't a real title, you definitely have character flaws. Or it wasn't a real title. And Sprague and Line brought to you by Poor Family History. I've always thought those people getting fleeced in Peaky Blinders look just like Sprague.
Whoa. Been in those mobile homes for decades.
Great show.
Never seen it.
Peaky Blinders, solid show.
Didn't they just announce they're doing like a follow-up to Peaky Blinders?
They're doing a movie.
A movie?
A movie.
Now, is
Killian Murphy.
Okay.
Killian Murphy's Mr. Peaky Blinder.
Okay. What about Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi's, that's a deal you're thinking of. You're thinking, God, what was that show? Boardwalk Empire.
Ah. Different I have show. Boardwalk and Peaky in the same, it's the same show in my head.
Slightly similar eras?
Same era, I thought.
Yeah, I think Peaky Blinder's probably a little bit older. A little bit older.
Their clothes look the same in my head.
Yeah. That's another good show. Boardwalk Empire is a good show, too.
Okay. Which one's better?
Peaky Blinders.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Peaky Blinders is a solid show.
All right.
I didn't love the ending of it, and then they did the whole, like, oh, of course they did. They're coming out with a movie.
They did the Sex and the City, huh?
They did the Sex and the City thing. I remember the last season was build up, final episode, and you're like, how's this all going to end? And you're like, damn it, they're making a movie, aren't they?
My wife had a friend visit from out of town, a family friend, and she visits us once a year for a weekend. We were in a Sex and the City conversation in my kitchen, me and her, because I watched the show.
I'm Samantha.
And so did she. Yeah. My wife didn't, so it was just me and her in a kitchen. And so I'm like, I didn't like what they did with this guy. I didn't like what they, why'd she end up with Big? And I think it blew her mind that I knew all the names and all of the show information.
You didn't watch any of that? Here's how we did last week, folks. I hit on Thursday night on the Chargers against the Vikings. They blew them out. Hit on the over of Cowboys and Broncos. And then whiffed on the 49ers on the road in Houston. So it was a 2-1 weekend. Sprager took the Blazers Friday night, and the Chauncey Billups was arrested by the FBI game. They hammered them, covered it easily.
It's the only win.
You were also on the 49ers, and they didn't cover. And then the Steelers Sunday Night Football did not cover. And Swag laid some big wood last week, and the big wood laid you. Wait, what? He took the Colts 14.5 against the Titans. They covered easily. The Chiefs on Monday night against the Commies. That was kind of a low-scoring game. They pulled away late. And then you also took the trap of Bears plus 6.5, and it ended up being a trap. So it was a 2-1 weekend for Jason Swaggart, and a 2-1 weekend for me. Season standings now, Sprague still in first place, although you were back at 500 at 12-12.
I'm 12-12.
12-12. After my 2-1 weekend, I'm not only a game behind you, I'm nipping at your heels. Here I come. 11-13. And Swag, a nice bounce back from his no-show pick a week, 2 weeks ago.
Not bad, actually, by you.
10-14, despite an automatic 0-3 week for missing picks because he was on a bachelor party. Well, I guess that wasn't a bachelor trip.
That was couples weekend.
Couples weekend down in Palm Springs. So, 2-1 weekend.
Shots.
Yeah, he was.
What did you guys do down there, by the way?
It's couples. Down there, huh? Couples weekend?
What didn't we do is the question.
Who?
Who?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
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 None of that.
I want to get a taste of like
No.
How big does that feel?
There's no judgment,
there's
by
no
the way.
There's no kink shaming on this show.
If you're a pineapple man or a one-known yard guy.
Everybody is happy with their significant.
You got a black wedding ring. No judgments.
No.
I am observing, though. No,
I do own a black wedding ring.
I know
and
you
it dawns
do.
On me every time. I'm like, oh, that's right.
It randomly busts itself out, and I go, what did you do yesterday?
What are you guys up to later tonight? Anyways, T-Box is mine. First pick. I'm going to ride it until it bucks me off, man. I'm on a horse, and this horse is taking me to glorious places.
Yep.
The Arizona Cardinals are off a bye. They have a tiny quarterback who's 4'7".
Who may not play.
Yeah, he's back.
Is he officially?
No.
So you don't know.
I don't care.
Nobody seems to know.
You don't care?
I don't care. Jacoby Brissett. Who did he hang 30 on the other day? He had a decent game.
Well, he had a good game against the Colts. Not so good game the next week.
Almost beat the Colts.
Well.
Going on the road to Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't care. Kyler Murray's going to be back. Dak will throw a couple of pick sixes if he needs to. Cowboys will score 40 points in this game. All I need is 17. Can the Cardinals get me 17? Ooh. I am taking the over of Monday Night Football between Cowboys and Cardinals. That number is 54 and a half.
54 and a half. Okay,
54 and a half.
Go ahead, Swag.
Swag, pick
one. Sticking, I have one more when I have laid Big Wood
you
than
love
any,
Big Wood.
Anything else this season. So we are going to stick with that. We'll start with the Lions. 8.5-point favorites hosting the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy is back, but we don't know what that means. There is no more Carson Wentz, so there's no safety net for McCarthy.
No, we've got to root for McCarthy to suck and then them go to the Brommer?
Max Brosmer.
Yeah, go to that.
So they don't have good options if McCarthy doesn't look like everybody thinks he's supposed to.
Mm.
The Lions coming off a bye. They're healthy. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're rolling. I will lay the 8.5.
I was thinking of dudes.
Roar.
Yeah, they're going to roar. They're going to roar hard.
I'm a roar boy.
I'm also roaring. Yeah. I've loved this spot. The minute I saw Wentz was announced as out, I don't think they believe in the guy. I think that's the take. I think I'm going to sit in the, he could have played, and they chose not to play him. He was an emergency quarterback, but not quite healthy enough to start. I can't explain that one. Kevin O'Connell, let's see what you got. This is going to be a big one. Lions off a bye. I also am roaring like a lion.
I don't know if this makes you feel any better or feel any worse, but this didn't happen very much in the history of Spraying the Lion. I locked this bet in on Tuesday, so we're going to go 3-for-3. I don't even know if it's that they don't believe. I'm sure there's part theory correct there that they don't believe in him. I also just think he sucks, and I think Detroit's a wagon right now.
Well, but that means you don't believe in him, right?
Yes, true. And the game is in where?
Detroit.
It's in Detroit.
Detroit basketball.
Is J.J. McCarthy putting up more than 17 points against that defense?
I mean, nothing's impossible in the NFL.
He could put up 27 and they could still lose.
I mean, I think Minnesota's got a decent defense. Like, that's not, you know.
Your defensive star.
It's a little leaky. They also played another GOAT last week, so when you play Herbert, that's could inflate your numbers a little bit. But yeah, I'll make it 3-for-3. Give me the Lions -8.5.
Okay.
Next pick, Swag.
The Chargers have found a running back, Kamani Vidal. is all of a sudden providing some balance.
Can I tell you a secret?
Herbert found Aronde Gadsden II.
Dude, that guy's coming out
as
that
a viable tight end.
Weeks now.
So good quarterback
to
start
with
players.
His receivers.
My fantasy league is
picked
both these guys.
They've moved on from Big Q. He's now off the board.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got that offense rolling. The Titans are horrible. Their secondary is non-existent. They traded dudes, and then they have injuries. They got nobody back there. So the Bolts, I'll lay 9.5 with the Bolts.
Mm. Love it. Yeah, it's, look, sometimes stories are not the most entertaining. You know what? They're still stories. There's still something to hear. I love the Bolts minus 9.5. The Titans suck!
Wow.
They are terrible!
Double dipping picks this week.
Money.
Joe Alt's back, so they got a little protection over there.
We're going and on extended the ball. Break, too, because they played Thursday night, so they were off on Friday, Saturday.
That defense, by the way.
Herbert's had a hell of a week. He was at a Laker game courtside. Yeah. He went to the World Series game.
He was a sailor.
He was at the Halloween party.
They had some hot, kinky Navy
they definitely did
going on.
You got any spinach for me?
What?
Wasn't he Popeye? Wasn't he what he was?
I think he was just a
sailor. I didn't know if he was Popeye.
I think
sailor.
He was just porting.
Oh, okay.
Docking, as they like to call it.
Please don't call it. Nobody calls
the
it.
The Titans are terrible, yeah. Andy.
I hope he's
that's
not
the overall takeaway from everything we've just said.
Okay.
They are the
I was
worst
thinking of dudes.
Team against the number. I will take Bolting up minus the 9.5. I think he's going to run the football all day. He's going to get it going, and I have no faith the Titan offense is going to be able to put much of anything against that Charger defense.
So I flip my ponytail around. I am walking forward on a pathway, and you know what's right in front of me? It's a trap.
Oh, we love
you know what
traps.
I'm going to do it? I'm jumping right into that trap, baby.
You're going to do it, huh?
I'm going to do it. I don't know if he's going to play or not. The opposing quarterback, even if he's in, I'm not overly concerned by it. And I have a lot of faith in the team that is at home in this game, and the number is 5.5, and I'm going to do it. I wish I would have done it last week. I liked the game. We ended up texting all day Sunday of like, why didn't we take Patriots and Sprague in the line?
Yep.
I guess the Browns. The Browns are pretty bad. The Falcons are not a good team. I know they can be hot and cold and have good weeks and bad weeks. If this game is at Atlanta, I probably don't bet it, but it's in New England. The Patriots look like a wagon. The line's 5.5. I think they keep it rolling. Give me Pats minus 5.5 at home against Atlanta. Mm.
So I've laid 8.5, 9.5. The Big Wood's still in here? Yeah,
do
it is.
Do it, do it, do it.
14.
Jeez, that's
the Saints are starting Tyler Shuck against one of the best defensive front sevens in the league. The Rams are going to feast on the Saints. I will lay 14 for LA at home.
You have to have one hand on a wheel to keep the big.
Well, you don't want to lose the bike. We're trying to escape.
You're trying to scroll and look at your favorite pet.
ET wants to go home. What?
I just love it.
I'm almost through the whole show doing the bit. 4 hours of the bit. There's a lot of things I'm kind of torn on here. I love the Seahawks minus the 3 at the Commanders. That's it. That's good. All I wanted to say.
Perfect.
Is that's the pick?
That's the pick.
That's the pick.
Is it 3 on DraftKings or 2.5?
It's 3.
It's 3, unfortunately. Okay. We're getting railroaded locally. I see what you're doing to us, DraftKings. It's 2.5 everywhere else. It's 3 here. Love the over in the Bills Chiefs, by the way, and I love the over of Bills and Bengals. That's 51.5, or Bears
and
Bengals.
Yeah.
Flacco probably coming back. I know he's 50-50, but if he comes back, come on. That Bears defense, Bengals defense, woof.
All right, here we go. I am on Cowboys, Cardinals, Monday Night Football over 54.5. Lions minus 8 against the Vikings, and the Pats minus 5.5 at home against the Falcons. Sprague also on the Lions minus 8.5. You're going to catch a theme there. Chargers minus 9.5 on the road in Tennessee. That's swag. My apologies. I'm reading them wrong. Chargers minus, these are swag picks. Lions minus 8.5, Chargers minus 9.5, and the Rams minus 14. All Big Wood across the board. Woo. And Sprager is also on the Lions and the Chargers, and then the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football against the Commies. Let me give one more in here before we go. Spring Line brought to you by Sydney Sweeney's Dress. You're excited to think you're going to win, and then you realize you have no chance.
Did you see that?
For the World Series open?
No, for the Women's Award Show. Women Empowerment Award Show.
I missed that.
She
don't
empowered.
Do don't do it.
She empowered.
Don't do it.
Hard, Jason.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay away.
Hey, bro. Welcome to Casa de Wood.
It'll screw your algorithm up. Let's wrap it up. Pac-2 title game. A coach wants this job.
Mm.
And how's tight is Swag's You Know What right now. Close it up there next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Happy Halloween, everybody. We'll close up with some candy thoughts. What are our plans for the evening? Before we do that, we got a Pac-2 championship game tonight that doesn't technically count as a Pac-2 game, which I don't know if that means anything.
Can I tell you a stupid, stupid secret?
Yes. What do you got, Bob?
You got to keep this between us.
Yes. Okay. I won't tell anybody.
It's not for on-air purposes.
You're totally safe.
We have a Pac-2 game tonight.
Did I say tonight?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow night.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Okay, I thought it was Saturday, and then you said
tomorrow,
that. Tomorrow,
4:30, CBS.
I don't
it's
know.
It's a CBS game on, 4:30, primetime CBS.
You get that Indiana-Maryland lead-in to it.
Who's the secondary CBS crew? Because I'm assuming Nestler and Danielson
will be on.
I'm going to
think we get Rich Waltz, and I don't know who his partner
is. Ross
football.
Tucker, is he still doing that? He did CBS
Maybe.
For a while.
Could be.
That's tomorrow.
I commend Beaver fan paying attention. I've so checked out of the year.
Yeah,
we're on to a coaching search.
It's more a kook thing of like, man, can they rattle off some wins here and win 8 games this year?
Oregon State women's basketball cool. Picked to win the WCC.
Hey, there you go. You got that going for you. No, the more interesting Oregon State note is that our...
Why was that thrown in there?
You know why that was thrown in there. Our buddy Ryan Clark at the Oregonian reported yesterday that Paul Chryst has told him he wants the job.
I did see that. Yeah,
Paul Chryst
good
wants
reporting.
The gig, man.
Okay. No thanks.
No thanks? You're out on Paul Chryst?
No thank you.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Does Beaver fan get excited about that?
No. Does it matter if you get excited?
It does. Yes.
Does it matter if you know how
Everything
to recruit?
Everything matters right now for Oregon
State. I mean,
does he
not know how to recruit? Do we not
Chris
think he's a good
can't
recruiter?
Recruit. Okay. There's not a history there.
Not only do you have to build the roster and recruiting and all of that stuff, but...
Will anybody be able to recruit to Oregon State?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I think you find guys.
Okay.
But you've got to create some buzz to get some interest with... Fan base, students, donors, they need everything.
Chris
right
should have been the guy they hired when Jonathan left, not just giving it to the interim guy because 10 people on Twitter.
I mean, he had a really good run at Wisconsin for a long time.
Yeah, I think we are
a little disrespectful of Paul Chris. Like, he won 10 games, 1, 2, 3, 4 times in Wisconsin in 6 years there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Went to a Rose Bowl.
Where's he been the last 2 years?
He has not gotten a coaching job, I believe, since then. Unless he's been an assistant somewhere that I'm not aware of.
I think he was an analyst or something.
Doing the analyst thing.
I think he's in that run.
Look, his last year was 2022, so it hasn't been that
it's
long.
It's not to say Chris is a bad coach. I just, right now,
he won an Orange Bowl, baby.
What year was that?
That was in 2017. He won an Orange Bowl in 2017.
Okay.
Couldn't beat Herbert in the Rose Bowl in 2019, though.
No, he couldn't.
So
Herbert just ran all over him.
I just thought that was interesting that a coach, like, you have two former coaches, and I don't think they're going to hire either of those guys. To your point, Paul Chris is probably not atop their leaderboard.
Two guys not getting gigs saying, I want a gig. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You got guys that want your job, man.
I think swag is right here. I do think having the fan base energized. Look, you could. That's not the sole purpose of the hire, but...
I mean, I'm still in the camp. I want him to hire Ed Orgeron from an entertainment standpoint. I don't know what it does on and off the field, but from an entertainment... I get it. I want somebody that's fun to cover and gets us to talk about Oregon State football again.
I'm not mad at the idea from our angle.
Sure.
I think from a football perspective and building, I don't know if I'm super jacked about it either, based on what Moscona said.
Yeah, and I would just say this, like the Chris thing, it doesn't appear will happen. We'll see, though. Their committee will meet and talk and discuss these names. Maybe he gets an interview. I also think, like, you can be as boring as you want. If you come out and are showing progress and you're winning, it doesn't matter at the end. Like, Jonathan Smith...
I don't have an expectation anybody's winning next year at Oregon State.
No, I'm not saying next year. Jonathan Smith is as boring of a head coach as you could possibly have. That guy has the personality of cardboard.
Him or Joe Philbin?
I'd rather talk to Joe Philbin. Jonathan Smith makes me uncomfortable. He doesn't look you in the eyes. He has no personality. Like, it just is awful.
Tell us how you really feel.
But he's a good football. He was at Oregon State,
yeah,
a good football coach. And he
was.
Won. And nobody cared at the end of the run at Oregon State that he was weird.
Sure.
He won 10 games, and you loved that. And he ran the ball 19 straight times. So that's all I'm saying. You're right that Chris maybe won't be able to recruit and all that stuff. But
can you blame us for being in this position of, like,
no.
Exciting to be excited?
I also think that, fan base reactions to coaching hires are really funny, too. And I've been so wrong on so many coaching searches. I remember Adam at least supporting Kevin Sumlin to be the next head coach at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we know at the end of the day? Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. How tight is your sphincter swag?
The season's literally on the line.
Talk to me after.
He's not even nervous because he knows they're going to win. He's not even nervous.
You get eliminated tonight.
Not even nervous.
How are you not nervous?
Because the Dodgers are going to win. The series is over.
They've got
and also none
Yamamoto.
Of this matters. He'll be back next year.
Exactly.
I'm most nervous. Yamamoto is always shaky in the first inning. For some reason, it takes him a little bit to settle in. If he gets through the first two innings clean, I'm going to feel pretty good about it. If they're behind after the first two innings, then... Yeah, don't bother me.
If they're down past the
what
third
inning... What
reaction
is a kid going to get knocking on your door?
I'm
fifth
not answering.
Inning, down 4-0, you just get ignore it, and you turn the porch light off?
Brussels sprouts.
If they're down after the third, I won't
take
text you.
You got any toothbrush in packaging to throw it out the window?
I will not text you tonight if they lose. I'm not going to do that to you.
I will.
Why would you do that? You don't like him
doing
that. They
won the World Series last year.
So he gets to troll you if the Ducks lose to Iowa?
If Oregon wins a national championship and then loses in the national championship the next year, you can troll all you want. We just want a title. And he even claims a 2021, which none of us believe is real, but even he claims it. He's won 2 of the last 4 World Series. Oh, he didn't win a third. Oh.
I mean,
that Boston sports fan that's like, we haven't had a parade in 12 months, man. It's been so long. I feel so bad for you. Think about Mariner fans.
I was on your side in this segment. By the way, shout out Brady Henderson, a real one. Real ones know that Almond Joys are delicious. That was great. I don't ever get people on my side of the Almond Joy conversation.
Nah, very rare. Very rare in that instance. Congrats on the win tonight in Game 6. Good luck tomorrow in Game 7. Good luck to all your football teams this weekend.
Wish him good luck.
Do with the Nuggies tonight?
Yeah, we got Jokic in town tonight. One of our listeners just saw J.J. Barea at a Starbucks. He's on the staff for Denver.
How much taller was he than J.J.?
Dude, I wish I could stand next to him. Is that the only athlete I'm taller than? Am I taller than him?
Yeah. Yeah, or Kyler Murray.
Okay. Oh, hey.
Dylan Gabriel.
There you go. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you missed the show, go check the podcast. We have Brady Henderson on and Ken Barkley on, and we'll podcast all of it. Have a great week. I'm going to talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Marang is next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.